6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
Singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Hello, good evening for most of you, good afternoon for the rest of you. This show going out, of course, on a Sunday evening. I'm with you till midnight. However, I'm pre-recording it in my little house in North Manchester, as always. That was Mariachi El Bronx with Revolution Girls, and I ran into them boys last week when I had a day off in Manchester, in my favourite pub, Big Am's, which is my mate's place. There they were, the Mariachi El Bronx, in full mariachi outfit, really beautifully embroidered costumes and red neckerchiefs. Yeah, they look great. If you hear a dog barking, incidentally, throughout the programme this week, it's because one of my neighbours has seen fit to buy one. There used to be a dog on this street when I lived here years ago. I moved back to this neighbourhood after not being here for 7 or 8 years. And for those of you who know Elbow's music, there's a song called Fugitive Motel that starts with a dog barking. Whenever I was trying to do a vocal in my little flat that I shared with Pete Turner from the band years and years ago, whenever I was trying to do a vocal, and we quite often used the vocals that I did at home, this bloody animal would pipe up and start barking. And I thought, maybe if I include him on a record just once, he'll stop doing it. And honestly, it worked. So if this dog gets his nose in, as it were, throughout the show, maybe in the future he'll button it when I'm trying to broadcast to the nation and beyond. The show this week is going to be all about autumn, because I can feel it approaching here in Prestwich. It's a lovely time of year. For me, it's a very creative, reflective time of year. After the excitement of the summer I've had, I could do with a bit of cool reflection, I don't mind saying so. End of the festival season last weekend, finishing with Reading, which is a great gig. Thanks to everybody who came to any of the shows over the summer. We really did have an amazing time, but Reading was a real special one. We really loved it. So yes, I'm taking it easy, and most of the tunes that I've chosen this week are about autumn, about reflection, introspection, or whist, and maybe even a little melancholy. Anyway, all inspired by this next tune. I heard Mark Radcliffe play it last week. It's called Winter Beats, so it seems particularly well-timed, the release of this record. It's by I Break Horses, and it's out tomorrow for you lot. Here we go. I Break Horses. Happy Sunday. Great, that isn't it? That's I Break Horses and Winter Beats. Reminiscent of My Morning Jacket, and I believe that they feature on Don Letts' show coming up after this one. But I'm with you for the next couple of hours. Jimmy Goodwin filled in for me recently, a lovely man that he is. I'm going on a little holiday with him in a week's time. With me, Riley, Pete Jobson from Iron Clute. Yeah, Mark Riley's coming, Jimmy's coming, Martin from British Sea Power's coming, and I think Damon, Badly Drawn Boy. We're all going to go and mess about on Pete's mum and dad's farm in Northumbria. Can't wait. In any case, praise for Jimmy has been thick and fast. Helen Carr says, your show is great, but can you get the BBC to give Jimmy Goodwin his own show? He's also great. Love, Helen. There you go. That's what the nation is screaming. Many thanks to Jimmy and a big ooh-ah from me. Let me see. David Wood has been in touch from Stoke Newington with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, Guy, I implore you to take a listen to the whole album and I guarantee you instant karma. Sorry, but after Builder Rocket Boys, this Canadian makes the album of 2011, no contest, total NKO. I think that might be knockout in young speak. Love and peace. Oh, thank you, David. Love and peace to you as well. He's talking about City and Colour. The song's called Grand Optimist. And hang on a sec, I pulled up a bit of information because I've never heard of this chap. City and Colour is the recording alias for Juno Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Dallas Green. He was also the guitarist and vocalist of the post-hardcore band Alexis on Fire. He gets his name, City and Colour, from his name, Dallas Green. Dallas being a city and Green being a colour. There you go. Tricky, eh? I do think this is great. The Juno Award is the equivalent of the Mercury Award, which I'm very proud to be nominated for next week, along with the rest of Elbow. So next week's show, hopefully, will be centred around my evening at the Mercury's. But in any case, for now, let's have a listen to City and Colour and Grand Optimist. And big thanks to David Wood for recommending this song for Guy.
Complications due to things that I've left undone, that all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades who's a master of none. Looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist. I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdensome times and he will escape unscarred. Gain no strength from counting the beads on a rosary. Now the wound has begun to turn. Another lesson that has gone unlearned. But this is not a cry for pity or for sympathy. I guess I'll take after my mother.
great, isn't it? That's City and Colour and Grand Optimist. And that was a Song for Guy recommendation from David Wood. If you have any witticism, criticism, or a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. Expand my knowledge of all things music, and I will attempt to expand yours.
Six Music.
DJ Harvey's got one.
I don't think I've really even let it sink in at all.
Artsy Monkeys have to share theirs.
Thanks ever so much, like everyone that's helped us in that. We're very pleased with it.
Now one of music's most prestigious awards, the Mercury Prize, is about to find a new home. But will it be Anna Calvi, Adele, Elbow, or another of the nine nominees who wins? Find out, join me, Steve Lamack, live from the Mercury's Tuesday night from 8. We'll be bringing you all the action, including interviews with the nominees, live performances, and the announcement of the 2011 Mercury Prize winner.
The winner is...
BBC Radio 6 Music, live from the Mercury's Tuesday night from 8.
BBC 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Another Song for Guy recommendation is coming from my old mate Patrick. I've not seen him in ages. He's a lovely man. Patrick Briscoe, his name is. He's a great singer-songwriter in his own right. And he heard me play Fats Waller's version of Your Feet's Too Big, which is one of my favourite tunes, and in actual fact it's my phone ring at the moment. He says, long time no see, mate. If you like this song, you've got to check out the Ink Spots version. Well, there we go. I love the song. I love the Ink Spots. Let's give it a whirl. Cheers, Pat. Lots of love, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter, you boy?
My feet's too big. Yeah, yeah.
Ba da dee dee, lady Bobby. Ba ba da dee dee, lady Bobby. Lay ba do ba do ba do. Ba ba da dee dee, lady ba da dee.
No meat on my bones, no sign of a pot. I looks in the mirror and I thinks I'm hot. I've been to the dentist and had my molars glistened. Oh, boys, but my gal won't listen.
Oh, your feet's too big. She don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
Tell us about it, Brother D.
Look here, boys. I done passed my joist test.
What?
Everything matches, including my red vest.
Quit your kidding.
As my gal standing and asked her, said,
what she said?
This is the answer that I keeps on getting.
Your feet's too big.
I don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big.
Hate you cause your feet's too big.
Tell us about it, Brother Charlie.
Now, honey, I likes you cause you sure is nice.
Oh, dear.
Why, you got just what it takes to paradise.
You think so?
Now, I likes your face and I likes that rig. But I'm sorry, honey, cause your feet is too big.
Oh, your feet's too big. You don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
Tell us about it, that Brother Hoppy.
Now up in Harlem at a table for two, they set four of us, me, your big feet, and you.
Yeah.
From your ankles up, boy, you sure is sweet. But from your ankles down, you've got too much feet.
Oh, your feet's too big. She don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. Hate you cause your feet's too big.
What's your gal say to you, boy?
Yeah. Your Feet's Too Big by the Ink Spots. Thanks to Pat Briscoe for recommending that one. I loved it. Beautiful old, crackly old recordings of amazing music. And you know, beautiful old, crackly old recordings of amazing music don't just take care of themselves. No. You need good police. I'm Our Victim, written in 1966, was an old-style Beatles classic from the insistent rhythm to the sing-alongable hookline. With McCartney's optimistic vocal and Stax's Memphis soul-style brass, it was a hidden gem on the Revolver album, and soon to come under fire from the musical marauders. First to lock and load was King of the Permagern, Darren Day, whose cringeworthy cruise ship cabaret treatment left it sickeningly seasick and staggering for the nearest safety rail. Next, in surely the worst case of synthesizer abuse on record, a UB40 Les Ali Campbell created a plastic reggae-tastic nasal vocal nightmare so disturbing that it was destined never to sleep soundly again. Then, in a sadistic 70s audio assault, dance floor divas The Surprise Sisters trapped it between disco and doo-wop, attacking it with such vocal violence that it barely crawled through the handbags to safety. But when Slovak slayer Peter Lipper, armed only with a jazz flute, an array of electronica, and a passing acquaintance with the melody, grabbed the heavily reverb mic and prepared to shout his way through this Fab Four favourite, it was murder.
I was alone, I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road, or maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day, every single day, every single day, every single day. You didn't front, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. I had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I have told you.
Oh God, that's bad. It's bad.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Hard to get you into my life. What can I do, what can I be? When I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. Got to get you into my life.
Was, of course, eventually, mercifully, the Beatles and Got To Get You Into My Life. Before that, it was the awful version by Peter Lipper. More Criminal cover versions face the music next week in It Was Murder. Another song for Guy recommendation here. This one's from Claire Simpson. She says, would you play the Cocteau Twins' Lazy Calm off their album Victoria Land, please? Their sound takes me back to my moody teenage years, and I remember my first real boyfriend made me this amazing mixtape of Cocteau Twins songs, and I was blown away by Liz's incredible voice. I was 13 when this came out, but I loved them so much. Well, I love her voice as well, and later on in the show, I've got another little treat for you, Claire. I've got a recording of Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley singing a duet together that was never released, called All Flowers in Time. I'm going to play that in the next hour of the show, I think. But for now, here is that exact tune for you. This is Lazy Calm from Victoria Land. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cocteau Twins. Thank you. Cocteau Twins and Lazy Calm. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Claire Simpson. This next one is from somebody called Michael Knight, spelt the same way as the Hoff's character in Knight Rider, the series. I'm not sure if it's a false name or not, but thank you, Michael, for suggesting this tune. This song has got a sarcasm to it, a sort of a dry, what's the word I'm looking for? A dry, sarcastic sort of lethargy to it. It's by Mose Allison, it's called Ever Since the World Ended, and it's a song for Guy recommendation from Michael Knight.
Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended, going round lying about the way we felt. Every rule has been amended. There's no one keeping score. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more. Worthwhile. Ever since the world ended, I faced the future. With a smile.
I love it. Mose Allison and Ever Since the World Ended. Thank you to Michael Knight for recommending that one. It put me in mind of this next tune, which me and Mrs. Badger always fight over if there's a karaoke machine in the room. This is from Peggy Lee. A similar sort of tone to it, and an absolutely beautiful tune. This is maybe something I want playing at my funeral. I've not decided yet. This is That All There Is.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep... I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment, 'cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is. Got the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is
great. Peggy Lee and Is That All There Is. Yeah, wonderful.
Music. Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McKelvey.
Do regard ourselves as Six Music's Afternoon Delight.
On BBC Radio Six Music.
Debaser by the Pixies.
You know that bit where he says, got me a movie, ha 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 ha!
Yeah.
I think that laughter sounds really false.
Forced, yeah. I don't think anything funny was happening in the studio at that point.
Hi to James Aubrey Greenwood, who says, you guys, RRRROOOCKKKKK, you guys rock!
Radcliffe and McConey.
I'm sorry about that, James. We'll try and rectify it.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
We could fold up a beer mat and put it underneath us, couldn't we? That would stop it,
wouldn't
it?
Yes, it would.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
From one Peggy to another, and this is quite fitting, this is Peggy Sue. This is a new tune that's coming out, tomorrow, 5th of September for you lot. It's called Song and Dance. Did these guys used to be Peggy Sue and the Pirate, or the Pirates? Have I got that right, or have I got it wrong? I could look on the internet, but what's the fun in that? If so, then Bec Roichi, who works in my management office, was onto him years ago. Anyway, I love this tune. It's got quite a progressive rock element to it. I know I'm always pushing that particular agenda, but so much of the new music that we hear on Six Music particularly, and on this programme, is getting proggier and proggier, and that's all right with me, I don't mind telling you. Anyway, here we are, Peggy Sue. This is called Song and Dance, and it's out tomorrow. Do buy it.
Nobody knows my best.
you know what I mean? Do you agree about the prog leanings? Quite a lot of progressive rock is hideous soloing, but it was a time of great experimentation. And my theory is that with recording software being so affordable now, because you can make your own records in your own bedroom and they'll be of easily of world-class sort of release standard, easy-peasy radio standard, it means people are experimenting with the way they write music. And they're experimenting with... there's no longer limitations of playing, if you know what I mean. You don't need technical ability to get an idea the way it sounds in your head there, ready for people to listen to. So I think we're going through a second period of great experimentation. There's all kinds of sounds on the radio, especially on this wonderful station. If you have any arguments or if you agree with me, if you have any recommendations based on what I just said, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. If you think I'm talking nonsense, then, you know, just email me in, Guy, you're talking nonsense. Actually, I'm not likely to read that out. That's a total lie, is it? Anyway, Prue Vincent from Melbourne, Australia, got in touch way back in June and said that she saw Jonas Policewoman in Melbourne and absolutely loved it. She had a case of the goosebumps when she sang Flash from a new album, It's Beautiful. It's not such a new album anymore, but Flash is a great song. Joan Wasser's voice is one of my favourite at the moment, one of my favourite female vocalists. And this song is an absolute cracker. We've since been to Melbourne and we had a great time over there. Cheers to everyone in Melbourne that sorted us out. We had a good gig, a good time in Australia generally, it has to be said. But this is from the deep field. This is Jonas Policewoman. The song's called Flash. Incidentally, she mentioned goosebumps there. Now, chicken flesh is what the Dutch say. For goosebumps, and somebody else said duck pimples. Have you got variations on goosebumps involving different textures of bird skin? Do let me know. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. God, this is absolutely highbrow radio, this is, isn't it? Gave me sparrow pimples. Know what I mean? Jonas Policewoman and Flash. On the birdie theme, this next tune by Tom Waits is in keeping with the theme of this week's Finest Hour. It's a lovely little instrumental. I know a lot of you don't like Tom Waits' voice. I know I get as many congratulatory letters that I play him quite so often, but he is a genius. In any case, this hasn't got his voice, for those of you who like to phone in, text in and complain, whatever. This is Rainbirds from Swordfish Trombones. I can't decide which is my favourite of his records, but this is definitely one of them. It's a beautiful little piece, and it's in keeping with our autumnal theme. Here we go. Rainbirds, folks.
Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
can be anything we will need in the garden, in the haze of the
Jono McCleary from the album There Is, which is released tomorrow for you lot, September the 5th. That song's called Garden. Jono McCleary there, he's a London-based solo artist signed to Ninja Tune, and he completed his first album, Darkest Light, independently in 2008. It was self-produced and funded by fans, including folk star Vashti Bunyan, who's a lovely lady that I've met a couple of times, and radio DJs Tom Robinson and Fiona Talkington, who are also wonderful, lovely people. There you go, that's putting your money where your mouth is, isn't it? I think it's fantastic. Once again, the album is called There Is, and you can get it on iTunes, according to this little note I've got here. Jono McCleary, There Is. There you go. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. The theme of this week's programme is the fact that autumn seems to be settling here in North Manchester, and I'm getting excited. I've got a Virginia Creeper on the outhouse, outside, and it goes this incredible red colour, and it's already begun. It's already sort of turning from green to red. There's something about that. There's something about a lot of trees are at the most splendid and vibrant looking just before they lose all their leaves. It stops me thinking about approaching winter as being a time of death and stillness and quiet. It makes me think that everything's cyclical. God, I'm just such an old hippie. Call me Eden Alves Garvey. If you don't know who he is, coming up in the next hour. Anyway, this next song reminds me totally of this time of year. It works any time of year, but particularly during the autumn. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space. This is Spiritualized with Stay With Me.
Stay with me.
Were you picturing the majesty of huge trees shedding their leaves in the wind? I was. Spiritualized and Stay With Me. I love it. Okay, a few weeks ago I played Yesterday by the Beatles and asked you to imagine that you'd never heard the song before and to give you my reactions. And I had a great response. Lots of people saying that they found something new in the song. Lots of people giving me their interpretation of the song. And most satisfyingly, people who aren't Beatles fans getting in touch and saying they really enjoyed it. So that's good, isn't it? You see, hopefully that's partly what the show's about. Giving each other reasons to listen to music, whether it's music we've heard before or not. So somebody got in touch, and because I'm a disorganised get, I've lost her email, saying that maybe I should do the same thing with this next song. Try and empty your head of what you think you know about Judy Garland. We all know roughly, I think, what happened to her in life. Just if you don't, she was a child star. She was part of the Gum Sisters. Her mum and dad were vaudeville players. She made a stage debut at 3, which can't be healthy, can it? The Gum Sisters became the Garlands, and Frances became Judy Garland. She signed to MGM Pictures when she was 13, and in a struggle throughout her career to stay young and thin, she was all sorts of things. She was involved in taking pills and only eating soup to keep her weight down. And she had a very troubled life, suicide attempts and this kind of thing, and many, many failed marriages, until she eventually died from an overdose of sleeping pills in 1969. But she made these huge films right at the birth of cinema. She made these huge Hollywood films. She was arguably a victim of Hollywood, I guess. And something about her, when I listen to her voice, I can still hear the kid inside her, I think. I think if you're a child star, sometimes you're not allowed to grow up. Part of you is not allowed to grow up. Do you see what I mean? Like, you'll maintain part of your persona from childhood. I can't see it being healthy, and I don't think it was for her. So bear that in mind if you want to, but what I actually would prefer you to do is empty your head of this song and all knowledge of it. Listen to the instrumentation. There's some beautiful little bits in the score. And listen to the beautiful delivery of Judy Garland with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Rainbow, why, oh, why can't
Judy Garland and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Let us know your reactions to that song. Did you find something new in it? Did you think it was schmaltzy nonsense and I'm an old hippie? You'd be half right there. Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And do let us know if you've got any more suggestions of songs we should listen to together as if for the first time. Should we make that the title of the feature? As if for the first time? Or is it vaguely sexual? If you can come up with a better name for the feature as well, the same address, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne, bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So recently I played a bunch of tunes from the John Martin tribute album, which is lovingly called Johnny Boy Would Love This. John Smith was included on that record and he sent me a great email when I played his version of one of John Martin's songs, saying that he was delighted to be included in the album. It is a great record if you get a chance to buy it. And I'm going to play another one of John Smith's tunes. This is a great song called Invisible Boy. Cheers, John.
Well, I guess that I'd die with my friends at my side. Puzzled young faces just slipped away slowly. Thought of the times I was drunk on a railway, lamented the time I was smashed in the square. So around I did wander for to find my way home. My feet made of nothing, it's harder to run. I trooped up the coastline, a walk on the moor, saw no big white river, no glorious faraway shore. And every now and again, I go into town just to see my friends. It's such an odd feeling. Their eyes burn like embers. Their minds are these forests where thoughts fall as timber before I'm dragged away. No form I could climb in her spine. Her blood is like wine to a ghost drunk on sadness. And time moves on slowly. In time I'll forgive her, 'cause when she holds hands with him, I know she's thinking of me. Oh, every now and again, I like to imagine and I like to pretend. It's a glorious feeling, 'cause I'll be remembered for all my good deeds these 18 Decembers before I'm dragged away. Outside of the book, there is no resurrection. The valley below threatened me with a home. Heaven above has has no map or direction. Whenever you can, cast a glance to the shadows for me. Yes, I'll try without end to seek others like me whom I might befriend. It drives like a madness, there's no way to reach them. You catch just a glimpse, but you never can touch them before you're dragged away. It's every now, every now, every now and again.
Has he got a superb voice and a great delivery? That's John Smith, An Invisible Boy. The theme of this week's Finest Hour is autumn, because it's beginning to settle in, and that makes me very, very happy indeed. Apart from anything else, I get to accessorise a little bit when the winter comes around. I get to wear a hat and a scarf, maybe some mittens on a string. So, songs that make me think of autumn and autumn's past. Nick Drake, we were talking about John Martin a minute ago, and Nick Drake was famously friends with John Martin. Indeed, the song Solid Air, which I think is probably John Martin's biggest tune, was about Nick Drake. In any case, this is called Cello Song. It reminds me very, very much of autumn. It's from an album called Five Leaves Left, which, although it's a Rizzler reference, a Rizzler paper reference, he's also an autumnal reference as well. Here we go, here's Nick Drake and the amazing Cello Song.
Where I belong. sing a song. And if one day you should see me in the crowd, lend your hand and lift me to your place in the cloud.
Many people believe Edvard Grieg to be the finest classical composer Norway ever produced. As a talented pianist, his deep affinity with the instrument spawned music that was both powerful and graceful. But an entire orchestra provided a much broader palette with which to portray the stark beauty of Norway, using his ability to combine folk-influenced motifs with sweeping romantic grandeur. This dark, passionate potency was never better expressed than in the incidental music he wrote for Ibsen's five-act play Peer Gynt, a surreal blend of satire and fairy tale, which at its heart has a touching story of love denied by separation. Part ballad, part lullaby, Solveig's song is as heartbreaking as it is exquisite, her delicate voice filled with longing as it seems to call across the mountains and fjords to the man she may never see again. Quite simply, it's arrestingly beautiful. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. Perchance both winter and spring will pass, and next summer, and the entire year. But at last you will come, that I know for sure. And I'll still be waiting, for once I promised I would. God give you strength wherever in the world you go. God give you joy when you stand before his judgment seat. Here I'll wait until you come again. And if you're waiting up above, there we'll meet, my love.
Oh!
As chosen by the Beckerpedia, that was Solveig's song from Peer Gynt with Inger Dam Jensen by Grieg. Grieg with Him and Him. Anyway, so autumn is the theme of this week's Finest Hour because it's beginning to settle into autumn here in North Manchester. We quite often get a little bit of a burst of summer in mid-September. Autumn also means for me that the students arrive in Manchester again. This is great for the city that I love. The streets suddenly filled with flushed, fresh faces in the cold air. It's usually really blue sky around the beginning of September when they all arrive. And yeah, it's absolutely wonderful time of year. Of course, it's great for local businesses in Manchester. So you see suddenly every little record shop, every bar, every cafe, every takeaway, every little independently owned business, all the stuff in Afflex Palace, it all gets a lick of paint and there's some welcoming smiles from the proprietors. The students that arrive in any city are its new blood at this time of year. So yes, autumn is not about the dying of things, it's about the birth of things, I think. And welcome and good luck to all of you that are starting in new cities this September. This song is by my favourite ever band, Talk Talk. It's well documented. It's from their album Laughingstock, and again, it's another one that I love in the autumn. It starts really subtly, and you get these great crashing passages throughout it, which, despite the distortion and the insistence of them, just to me is so relaxing and so sheer, in the way that heavy music can get so heavy it becomes sheer, like a car with bad tracking on a motorway suddenly going smooth. It can get distorted to the point of serenity, I think. This is a beautiful piece of music. This is from the album Laughingstock. This is Talk Talk, and this is After the Flood. There we go, that was Most Of, After the Flood by Talk Talk from the album Laughingstock. If you want to know where to start with Talk Talk, if you go any earlier than certain records, you'll be disappointed. I would start with Spirit of Eden, that's the record to get, and if you love that, you will love Laughingstock as well. Those are the two albums I would start with. But Colour of Spring, in a very different way, is also a brilliant record. But Spirit of Eden and Laughingstock, that's where I live, if you know what I mean.
Six Music.
DJ Harvey's got one.
I don't think I've really even let it sink in at all.
Arctic Monkeys have to share theirs.
Thanks ever so much, like everyone that's helped us in that. We're very pleased with it.
Now one of music's most prestigious awards, the Mercury Prize, is about to find a new home. But will it be Anna Calvi, Adele, Elbow, or another of the nine nominees who wins? Find out, join me, Steve Lamacq, live from the Mercury's Tuesday night from 8. We'll be bringing you all the action, including interviews with the nominees, live performances, and the announcement of the 2011 Mercury Prize winner.
The winner is...
BBC Radio 6 Music, live from the Mercury's Tuesday night from 8.
BBC 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So earlier on, we heard a Cocteau Twins record that was recommended by Claire Simpson. It got me thinking of Liz Fraser's voice and how much I love it. A friend of mine passed on this little bootleg to me. It was never released, but it's Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley singing a duet called All Flowers in Time. Her voice on this is absolutely incredible. The quality of the recording, I'm afraid, is not that great, because as I say, it's a bootleg, it was never released. But here's a little treat, especially for Claire Simpson, who recommended that Lazy Calm tune earlier on. Here's Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley and All Flowers in Time.
With your face in my window glow.
Very touching indeed. Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley and All Flowers in Time. Again, apologies for the quality of that recording, but it is a bootleg. Wonderful, though, that it exists. I mentioned earlier in the programme, I referred to myself as Guy Eden Arbez Garvey. I actually said Albez, but I meant Arbez. If you don't know who Eden Arbez was, he wrote Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. He's kind of thought by some to be the father of the hippie movement. He was born in 1908 and he lived till 1995. He wrote the song Nature Boy and he presented it to Nat King Cole at a stage door, like you do, and it became a number one hit for King Cole for 8 weeks in the 40s. If you want to look at Eden's life online, because I want to get a few more records in before the end of the programme, so I've got to get on with it. He's a fascinating guy, and there's a really great BBC radio documentary about him, which they should repeat. I think it was called A Strange Enchanted Boy. But you can listen to the lyrics of this song and know that Eden Arbez could well be the original hippie. Anyway, the song is chosen by Vincent Price as one of his Desert Island Discs snippets. Here he is, though, talking about what he does with his spare time.
Let's talk about the other half of your life. You, of course, take a great interest in the art world. You do a lot of committee work in American museums and art foundations.
Yes. That goes really back to my debt to the president, President Roosevelt, because I feel that the actor, if he is an important actor in the public's mind, that part of his debt to himself particularly and to his public is to be a public servant and to do something good.
You lecture each year on art all
yes,
over the state.
Yes, I go every single year, usually in the month of February. I should have my head examined because it's the worst month in America from top to bottom, weather-wise, and I fly. But I have lectured in 200 colleges in about 350 different cities. I lecture on Van Gogh. I lecture on a thing called Three American Voices, which is Walt Whitman and Tennessee Williams and Whistler. Mm-hmm. I lecture on the American spirit, and I feel that part of my job is to interest the American people in themselves culturally.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
There we go. Chosen by Vincent Price on his edition of Desert Island Discs. That was Nat King Cole and Nature Boy. So next week, I'll be letting you know what happened at the Mercury Awards. We're nominated. It's next weekend, or it's after next weekend. It's in a couple of days for you guys. And I'll let you know what a good party it was afterwards. Do look after each other. Thank you very much to Michelle and Beccapedia and Peter and everybody who helps me put the show together at BBC Manchester. Thanks so much for your Song for Guy recommendations all year and your emails. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Stay tuned for the Mighty Don Letts.
Right.